This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, everyone, we're going to continue in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, Siman Aleph, Si'if, Zayin, Siv Zayin through Tes. K'she Yisayim, Parshas Ha'oila. When you finish saying the Parshas Ha'oila, Yoimar Yirotzim Ufanecha, She'yezech Choshev, Umakubal, Ki'ilu Hikrafti Oila. V'chein Yoimar, Achar Parshas HaMincha V'Hashlamim. You say it should be your will that this is considered as if I was makriv in oila. And you should say that after the mincha and after the shlomim, because these karbanos come as an adava. So in other words, why are you saying this tefillah? Apparently because mehechi teisi am chayiv in oila, mehechi teisi am chayiv in mincha, maybe I'm not chayiv in shlomim, so you say a tefillah. Even though I don't have any specific idea that I'm obligated to bring these karbanos, it should be considered that I'm giving these karbanos as a sort of a generous offering before you. But the mechaber does not say to say this tefillah after the chatas. Why not? Because the Mishnah Berurah says, "Aval achar parshas achatas if katan yirches lo yoymar ken lefi sheina banedava elam ken avar aver shechayav malav chatas." Unless you know that there's a sin that you're chayiv achatas, then it seems like you do say that tefillah. V'chein asham v'asham taloi kai malon de'ina ba b'nadava. Likewise, the asham and the asham taloi, we hold that it's not ba b'nadava. Now, I think in the Siddur Masik Midvash, even though they don't give you the parshas of the karbanos that the mechaber is talking about, but by ezehu mekayman, after you say the oila, there is a little yihiratzon. And after you say the chatos, there is a little. After you say the shalom, there's a. Now, I don't know where that comes from. I guess you ain't going to say the psukim, at least you're saying the mishnah, and that should be, in some way, a form of being makriv of these karbanos. The achroinim kasu b'shem rashal, t'yei shlomer af la'achar chatos v'ashem yihiratzon. The Achroinim bring in the name of the Marshal that you should say after the Chatos and the Asham Yihiratzon, Rak Sheyoymer B'Lashon Safek. Just you say it in an unsure language. Dahainu, Yihiratzon Mofanecha Im Avarti Aveiro Shechayov Im Alei Chatos Sheyeze Nechshav Kilo Kravti Chatos V'im Lav Yeh Kekar B'Toyra Uchahai Gavna Yer Megam Kenachar Parshas Asham. So the Marshal says that the There's a stipulated language. You say, Yibanisham, if I'm chayv achatos, this should be considered like a chatos. I'm not chayv achatos, then this should be considered like Talmud Torah. By the way, why can an Avel not say Parshas Oila Shlamim? Why can an Avel not say these Parshios? Because according to the Marshal, you're stipulating it should only be Talmud Torah if I'm not chayiv it. If I am chayiv it, then it's not Talmud Torah. So why can't an Avol say it? An Avol, he should say, he wrote, son, I'm being makriv, a carbon oila, a carbon shlamim. Apparently, either way, it's Talmud Torah. The way you're makriv the carbon is by me learning it, it's considered like a makriv the carbon. But if I'm not chayiv, it should just be considered like learning, but it shouldn't activate the process of ki'ilu hikrafti. But everybody agrees that the only way you're makriv the carbon is through the limud. Okay. Acha Magen Avram hiksha oid. The Magen Avram asks on the Marshal, Eich yoimar im nischayavti chatos. How could you say, if I'm chayiv chatos, hakaim l'inyan chatos, de bo yediyah b'tchila shechata? We know by chatos, you need to have yediyah that you sinned. You can't bring a chatos. You say, oh, if I'm chayiv chatos. If you don't know if you're chayiv chatos, then you can't bring one. The language is self-defeating. You can't bring a chatos unless you know you sin. Al kein hela amogen ram d'inyan chatos lo yomer klal yiratzin. Rak l'inyan osham vaday v'osham toloi yuchalomer yiratzin zed al tnai. Now, but it sounds like by osham vaday you could say if I'm chayiv in osham vaday. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't remember. But by osham vaday it sounds like you don't need the yediyah that you need by a chatos. Achim liboy noikfay. But if you have a guilty conscience. Shema avra al chid, v'hoyeloy yediyah shalot v'sha. I turned on the lights 3 years ago, but I don't remember by now. I know, I feel guilty that it's very likely that I did an Avera that at the day later I knew about and now I don't remember anymore. So, then, Taka, you could say the Yiratzayn. Sifchas. Yoimar ima karbono is pasuk. Vishachad oisoy al yarech hamizbeach tzafoyna lefnei Hashem. Together with the karbonos, you say the pasuk, and you will shecht it on the northern side of the mizbeach before Hashem. Now, what pasuk is that by? That's the pasuk by the karbon oila. That pasuk it says by the oila. Vishachad oisoy yarech hamizbeach tzafoyna lefnei Hashem. Now, it's very interesting. We say that pasuk with the carbon tamid. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Uchayoyim noagin lomer achar parshas tamid." Now, why do we say this pasuk? V'shalchad yisoy de'isa b'medrash. We find in the medrash the chomisha emer pasuk zayak called this baruch lezoicha akedas Yitzchak. God remembers the binding of Yitzchak. Now we understand why it belongs with karbanos, and why we have a minute to say with the Parshas Tamid. The Malbim explains that the reason why we juxtapose it to the Tamid, I think we alluded to this the other day, is the mechanism of karbanos is that in lieu of the animal being brought, in other words, in lieu of the person being brought, we bring the animal. And the person says that, very nice, how's an animal instead of the person? The guf instead of the person's guf. And the person says, I would be willing to offer my nefesh to Hashem. You know, a big talker, you would be willing to. Who says, Mehechite, who says you would be willing to offer your nefesh for Hashem? So Yitzchak Avinu at the Akedah established that a Jew would be willing to offer himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for all karbanos to work, you need the Akedah. The Akedah sort of was the hakdama to all karbanos. So the way the karban tamid works is Hashem is zoicher Akedas Yitzchak, and then we're able to bring the tamid. So anyone who says this pasuk by the oila, Hashem remembers Akedas Yitzchak. Sif Tes. Yesh noyagin loymar parshas hakiyar. Some have a custom say the parsha of the kiyar. V'acharkach parshas chumas hadeshen. V'acharkach parshas hatamid. Some have this minhag. It's interesting. By the other karbanos, the Mechaber quotes the Lashon of the Torah, Toiv, it's good, it's a good thing. He doesn't say that people have a minhag to do it. Here, he says, Yesh Noyagin. And this comes from the Archos Chaim, based on the Medrash, that some have a minhag to say the Kiyar, and then the Trumas Hadeshen, and then the Parshas HaTamid, and then the Parsha of Mizbeach Mikdar Ketoras, and the parsha of Samani Aktores Vasiyasai. We'll discuss more when we do the Shana Lachas, but the bottom line is, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that it's an obligation. Reb Chaim says the Tamid is Kemat Chiyav. It's practically an obligation. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, so we're going to hold it over here this week, and Bez Hashem, next Monday morning, we'll continue in Siman Beis, and enjoy the rest of the Moed. And Yevamos Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis tonight at probably 10 p.m. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.